Hey Tammuz, Monday the 18th of June, Rabbi Herschel Hager, Pora Aduma, doing the Torah at home.
Okay, I want to explain the mitzvah of Pora Aduma, which sounds, or is, difficult, but it's actually much easier than it sounds, those focus on Torah. I think I'll compare it to the mitzvah of Tefillin. We all know how to put on Tefillin. How to mekayem mitzvah tefillin. But if you think about it, someone who doesn't know what tefillin is, you have to shech the cow, make parchment, the halachas of preparing the parchment, the soifers, many halachas, many simon shechon oruch, he has to go through the sewing of the tefillin. There's quite like a lot of halachas to do with tefillin before you actually put them on. We just come in at the later stage, we have the tefillin, we buy them, we put them on, take them off. It's not a big deal for someone who knows how to do it. Similarly, Bizman Shabbos Mikshu Yekayim, the mitzvah Pora Aduma, the hazoya, that means the spritzing of the water on a tumah mess, was very, very common and wasn't a big deal. The big deal we make out of Pora Aduma was the preparation of Pora Aduma, the same way you prepared the tefillin. The shechting of the Pora Aduma, the burning, that was a big part, a major part of the difficulties of Pora Aduma. But the hands-on part, the last part, which is the main part, was actually very common. Atuk dekach, the Mishnah, the Rambam writes, there are so many malos, that means chumras, in the din of Pora Aduma. For example, someone, the Rambam says, who's working on the Mizbeach, a kohen oved avoid al gaba Mizbeach, he is Kudush Vatur, he cannot be Mekayim, the mitzvah for Aduma, because he hasn't been Toivel Lechatos. That means he still needs an additional purification to go to Mikvah Lashem Chatos. That means if you go to Mikvah this morning and you had the mind to eat Truma, Betahari, you can eat Truma. You can't eat Kodshim, you can't eat Kabonis. You have to have in mind, B'shas, you were in the Mikvah, that you want to have the mala of eating Kabonis. Even if you had the machshava to eat kabonis, you still can't do the Pora Aduma because you need an additional mala to chumram drabonon, that when you do the mitzvah Pora Aduma, you do it in the greatest tahara. So even koyin av gabam mizbeach is not good enough to do the Pora Aduma unless he toivel Hashem Pora Aduma. But on the other hand, writes the Rambam, the end of the period, hakel nemonat haas chatos, even amoritz, there's so many chumras and malas in the preparation of Pora Aduma, but if an amoritz comes to say, these kelim have been toiveled in order to put the mayim chaim, to put the water into spritz on a tumah mess, you believe him. Like Amoritz comes and says, I am toh lechatos. I can spritz v'hizah torah tumah. I am toh lechatos. Amoritz, you don't trust him in most halachos in the Torah, but since it was such the halachos of Pora Aduma were taken up, Klal Yisrael took upon themselves, it was such a chumrah, and Amoritz wouldn't lie in it, like we know Amoritz, Eim Shabbos Olam, the Pora Aduma, when it came to the halachos of Pora Aduma, Amoritz is now meant to say, this is Torah, I am Torah. We trust in Amoritz, even though we wouldn't trust him in other halachos. But it was so common and done in such a powerful way, that even Amoritz is now when it comes to the halachos of Pora Aduma. The emes, this has a twist to it. The Gemara says the reason why we believe that the Amoratzim, we're taking a risk. Emes, it's true, people took it very seriously, the Saloch of Pora Aduma. So even Amoratz is named to say that I am Torah, my Kelim are Torah. But since we didn't want to be Merachak Amoratzim, if we were telling Amoratz, we don't trust you, then they would go and make a Pora Aduma La'atzmon. They would be Polish Meratzibah and make their own Pora Aduma. And we didn't want that. We didn't want to lose them, so Chachomah made a kula in Hilchas Pora Aduma. Okay, since it's a serious matter, people take it seriously, we will risk it and take your word for it, because we don't. If we will be merachak you, you go do it on your own. It's a very halacha lamas, which the guy is not Pora Aduma bezman hazeh, but this is brought down a rechaim from a kuf tzadik test. The Gemara says you cannot be mezaman with amoritz. That means you can mezarif an amoritz to minyan. The Kurub Lashun Mamash Amoritz. For a minion, for a tenth man, even though he's not davening, you can mitzaref him. But for Zimun to eat together with him, and then to be mevorach Hashem, you don't want to be too friendly with Amoritz when it comes to eating together with him and having too much shaykhus with him, and then thanking Hashem, making a Zimun together with Amoritz. That's Medina de Gomorrah. It's worse off than davening. Dovash v'kdusha for duchening, for davening, for mitzaref Amoritz, no problem. For eating together and then being mevorach mezaman, we don't do it. We don't want to do that. Nevertheless, the Shachnor Paskins, today, Bizman Azeh, we mitzaref Amoratzim to Zimun as well, in order we shouldn't be merachik them. We don't want to push them away. So, yeah, Amoratz, you know, nothing. This is similar to what we find in Paradum. We didn't want to merachik Amoratzim, so we were makel, even though we didn't, we shouldn't be makel. I'm going to get back to what we said. The mitzvah of Paradum was very common. Ad Dekach, the Gemara says, that people used to have Efer, Poro, at home, to keep it at home, and they used to use it for a zgula to heal themselves with it. Put al gaba makoso, you put ash on your wound, it heals. People used to use it for mundane things. And therefore, chomu begoyze, that if you, that there's a din of me'ila in the efer poro. It doesn't belong to Hegdish, it belongs to every yochad. The person that has an efer poro, he can use it for himself. Chom saw people using it for their own mundane tzruch, and they goyze me'ila. Then Chachomim saw what was happening. People were refraining from using it when they were mesupik. I'm not sure if I'm to a mess. Maybe I wasn't. I was in the oil mess. Maybe I wasn't. I'm not going to play around with the Efer Pora because I might be moiling it. Chachomim said, you know, we'll waive the Issa me'ila. Back to square one. There's no Issa of me'ila in Efer Pora. What we see from this, people used to use it very commonly. The Efer Pora, after it was done, we're going to go into the halachos of how the Kohen good and the whole excitement of the shechting the Pora and how they took it to Harazesim and did the Srefas of Pora. But the ashes of the Pora, once everything was burnt and the ashes were remained, they took the ashes, they divided into three halokim. Rashi brings this week, they put the three parts. One part was stored in the Beis HaMikdosh. The other two parts, one was given to the Kahanim. Every week the Kahan used to come into the Azorah to do the avoidance of Beis HaMikdosh. So they had to be Torah. You can't come to Beis HaMikdosh in your Tumah mess. So one was set aside for the Kahanim. One box of ash. The other box of ashes was sent around the whole of Eretz Yisrael for Gans Klal Yisrael. Rev is a Tumah mess and wants to be Oyle Regel. One day he'll come to Beis HaMikdosh. So the third chalik of the ashes was sent in the whole, to the whole of Klal Yisrael. The Rambam says, people stored in their houses Efer Pora, was given up. Whoever wanted could take. If it was a gemachin in the village, or people had their own houses. And keep it for many years. There was no, it didn't belong to Hegdish or to Beis HaMikdash. People could have their own box at home with the Efer Pora Adumo, which was done with so many chumras. Once you have it at home, you can keep it for storage, no problem. But it's important for people to know how to use it. Why? The Mishnah says in Mechoiris, a dayan is not allowed to take money for being dalad in Torah. A person is not allowed to take money to give edus. You're called to be a witness, you're not allowed to charge for it. And someone who gives edus and gets paid for his edus, a dus of betela. The Shalom of the Poskim, if you can have your worker be made in a kiddushin. You need aid of kiddushin. If you take someone who works for you, it could be a shal, you're paying him for his aidus. You're not allowed to pay someone for aidus. If you pay someone to be a witness, the aidus is pusl. It's gunishved. Expenses. You pay expenses, yes. You can pay expenses with travel expenses, yes. But not actually payment for his services of being the notary. You can't pay him for the services. The Mishnah says, someone who takes money to be mekadesh the mayim, that means, what happened was, you used to go to a well, mayim chayim, draw water, take a keli tor, every person could do it on his own, you didn't need a coin for it, you go to your well in your back garden, and you take a keli, which is tor, and you fill up water, mayim chayim, from the well. Stage number one. Stage two is, you take the efer pora which you have in storage, or you borrow from someone, and you sprinkle a bit of efer pora onto the mayim. Now you have your meichatos, meinida, whatever you call it. That's the mayim chayim. You can store it. You can store the water. You can store the ashes. You can store them both together. Once you've done it, as long as you're Torah, you're not Tumah, you can put it away, have it at home for many years, in your cupboard, from wherever you need it, you become Tumah, your Kelim become Tumah, you take it out, and you spritz. Very simple. Like putting on tefillin. Once you have it, you know what to do with it. But you cannot, says the Mishnah, pay someone to do it for you. That means you better know what you're doing yourself, because you cannot pay someone to put the ashes on the water. I'm scared, I don't know how to do it. I'll take a tamtuch, I'll pay him. Take a coding one, I'll pay him a few pounds, and he'll do it for me. He will be mekadosh for me, or I'll pay him to spritz on me. You mustn't do that. Someone does it, says the Mishnah, meimov meimara, the water, we call it meimara, water from a pit. Rashi says, mayim sruchim, fashtinken avasa. It's not mayim chayim. You can't pay. If you pay for someone to add ashes to the water, the mayim is meimara, the afro efer mikle. You take ash from your oven, it's not called efer purah. Segunus. You cannot pay for it. I saw a beautiful hezbollah from Shamshul Hish. What's the problem of paying someone to pour ashes on the water or to spritz? What's the gefährlich? You pay someone to make a tzitzis, you can pay a sofer to write your tefillin. Why is this mitzvah different than other mitzvahs that you cannot pay someone to do it for you? Why is it similar to Eidus? So he says, first he wants to say, Shladoichek, Tamchuchim cannot charge to teach Torah. Ma'ani b'chinam, afata b'chinam. Hashem taught Moshe, Moshe Rain taught, didn't get paid for it. You're not allowed to charge for teaching Torah. Zois chukas ha-Torah. This mitzvah is the chuk of the Torah. And therefore you cannot charge, like you can't charge for Torah, you can't charge for this mitzvah. This mitzvah is different. So there is Sakus. One pshat says. Then he says a beautiful pshat. He says, a mitzvah, shchita, you pay a shoichet. Yeah, we pay a lot of shchita tax. We pay sochem fried film. If you want, get your act together, shecht yourself. Right? You're tefillin yourself. Do it yourself. No one's stopping you. You cannot spritz yourself. If you're tumah, the essence of the mitzvah is you need someone to do it for you. Eidus. You can't give eidus for yourself. The essence of the mitzvah is someone has to help you do this mitzvah. Learning Torah, which is the Mesorah of Torah Baal Peh, you can't do yourself. You need the Kabbalah, you need a Rebbe to teach you. So these mitzvahs are not something you can do yourself. A mitzvah which you can do yourself, you can shecht, you can write film, you make tzitzis yourself. If you don't want to do it for yourself, you're lazy, you don't have time, pay someone to do it, no problem. But a mitzvah, which the essence of the mitzvah is, someone needs to help you for it, you can't pay for it. This is the mitzvah was given, help somebody else. If you want someone to spritz you, you can't pay him for it. You can't pay for Eidus and you can't pay for giving over the Masorah. So that's what Shamshul Shaful Hish explains this week, why this mitzvah is different than other mitzvahs. Mashvez Chon Ruche, he once told me, about Mishnah Luchas, the Eidu told Saharan and Moshe, we know Rashi says in Parashat Midbar, Kol HaManamas Ben Chaveir Torah Kele Yoldoi. Why is this mitzvah so great? It's your child, you teach someone Torah. So he says that Ababanel says, in Parashat Bereishis, the Torah says, Na'asa Udom. Hashem said, in plural form, we will create a man. What does Na'asa Udom mean? Na'asa Udom. So Ababanel says a pshat. A person is different than a behemoth. A behemoth is born, complete, has shleimus. We don't expect much from a behemoth. We don't need a das. It is what it is. A person, we expect more from a person. A person is born undeveloped. And Hashem said, Na'asa Udom. We will create together a person. That means a person is born, an unfinished product, and Hashem wanted people should help him. A person can't be born himself. He needs a nurse to help the woman give birth. The child is born, he can't eat himself. He needs to eat. The mother has to give him food. A person is born a chosa. He always needs someone to help him. He grows up, he needs parents, he needs rebbes. He gets married, he needs a wife. There's nothing he can do himself. He needs business, he needs other people to do business with. You can't live yourself. It's impossible to be born yourself. You can't even die yourself. You need someone to bury you. Hashem said, Na'asa Udom. You're a chosa. We will, me, Kavayochel, together with other people, we will create you together. So that means the whole creation of a person is other people should help you to live and to die. Befrat, and these mitzvahs of Torah Adoma, or Eidos, or Torah, is given in a way, this is the only way it's given. A person has to help you do this mitzvah. So this mitzvah you can't pay for. So it's quite important for a person to know how to do it himself, or because you can't pay for it, and if you need a toy for someone else, better do it yourself. After this mitzvah program was done, people used to do it themselves very commonly. Another chumrah, which we have in the mitzvah paraduma, which people, it forced people to do this mitzvah themselves and rather than other people. The halacha is, you cannot, when you draw water from the well for the mayim chaim, you cannot do a melacha with the water. That means you can't wash your hands with the water which you want to use for paraduma. That's what we understand. It has to be set aside for hazoas hatomei. But not only you can't use the water, you can't do a melacha with the water. The shafts you draw water from the well, you can't draw with one hand water for yourself and with the other hand water for paraduma. You can't do melacha b'shas, the drawing of the water. That's hesek hadas. Not only that, immediately after you draw the water, you can't be mesich das until you've prepared it. That means you draw water from the well. The next thing is you go home from the well without stopping on the way, without doing anything on the way, without, the Mishnah says, without killing a snake on the way. Unless you can't walk past without killing the snake. You can't do anything from when you've filled up the water until when you put the ash in. Once you put the ashes in, the eifer which you had from the gemach, or from you had in the home, your storage, a box of eifer which you had put away, secured, like you have your box of matzahs, shmura matzahs, you had the eifer for a shmura eifer. You had to put it away, it wasn't touched by any one tomer. You took the eifer you had and you put it on the water, fine. Once you have this box, you can go to sleep. But from when you draw the water till when you put the eifer, you can't have hesek hadas. Like pshas, you bake matzahs. Yeah, once you have the box of matzahs in your storage, you can shluffen. It's a good problem. As long as it doesn't get wet. Or you know, it gets wet. But once it's baked, you're okay. But till it's finished, you have to be very careful with it. Same way the eifer pora. You have to look after the water and the eifer till they get together. Once they got together, fine. Put it away in a storage box. Keep it in your fridge or wherever you want. In the basement. Keep it for many years. You can have your mayim chaim with the eifer and you can use it forever. So the Mishnah says, when you draw water from the well for your pora aduma, for your spritzing of the water, if you're drawing for someone else as well, you've stopped, you've had hesek hadas from when you did, you filled up your bucket of water, and then you do a toiv for your friend, you fill up his bucket. You have a problem, because you've been masir das from yours to somebody else's. So you can't even do two in a go. You can draw water for someone, he can take it home. But if you're doing it for you, you're taking the water and you're makadosh for him, you can't do two peoples at one time. And therefore, you have to do it yourself. Or get someone to do it for you. But you can't do two to go. So this mitzvah was done very much individually. Every person had his own storage of ash and water, or he had Yerusha, a bucket of water with Eifer already in it, which had stored away, which was his own Eifer Pora, which was used for himself. Just to go off the topic for 1 second, the Rav explains why you can't fill up for two people, because he throws in, Eif shelechavin da'ato lishnei dvarom kechod. You cannot, when a person does something, you've got to be focused. You can't have in mind two things in one go. We could say it has to do with the chumrah pora aduma. Yet when you do the mitzvah pora aduma, you have to be very, very focused. Don't do two things at one time. Don't even draw water for yourself and for the pora aduma at the same time, but don't even draw for two people. We can understand that's a chumrah pora aduma. You've got to stay focused and do it. Lishma, you're now drawing water for yourself. Keep it till you put the eifer in. Keep it on its own. Don't do anything else together with even to do with the water. The other person can bring this klal, you cannot be machaven for two things in one go, in different mitzvahs. Can't go too detailed, but there's one interesting, the Tshuva and Shabina Rov and Dovid Meshurim, someone asked him, he gets paid to say Kaddish. Someone was lifted, that children, whatever it was, he paid someone to say Kaddish. A few weeks later, somebody else paid him, you're saying Kaddish anyway, Sean. Ne lech or ne lemeyo, a yutzat lech, for you yutzat, one night, for Yedim. Can you do the same thing in Kaddish? So he brings many rights to Shas, where we see the Gemara says in Erevin, Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara discusses, do we mention Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh. Do we mention, we were makrif different kabbalahs on Rosh Hashanah, we were makrif kabbalahs Rosh Chodesh as well. The same way every Rosh Chodesh you makrif kabbalahs Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh Tishri. So we makrif mevad oilas achodesh mechusa, the chazan zing tzakeh Rosh Hashanah, vad oilas achodesh mechusa. So you makrif the oilas achodesh on Rosh Hashanah. Ask the Gemara, are we maske betfile yoim Rosh Hashanah, of yoim Rosh Chodesh hazeh? The Gemara says, Zechuron echad oile lekan lekan. Since Rosh Chodesh in Pashba Loisach is called Vahoy lechem lezechuron, Rosh Chod Sheikh, and the Pusik refers to Rosh Chodesh as also lezechuron. Yoim azechuron, 2-in-1. Oivazoi, 2-in-1. We find places in Shas where you have 2-in-1. So if someone says Kaddish, 2-in-1 is 1-aliyah, Avosnish, and he says, the Ramo brings the Shulchan Aruch, that when there's no ovel, a person says Kaddish, for who? L'chol meisa Yisroel. Says often or more, you can have in mind one Kaddish for many people together. Yeah, the Gemara doesn't say which Kaddish means, I'm not sure which Kaddish refers to. Balkor. So, we see the Arkadesh Chomei Yisroel. There you don't get paid for it. The question is, if you get paid for it, are you Megareya from the source of the first thing you were paid for? So Masi, he brings the end, finish off with this Rav. The Rav says, you cannot Mecham for two people in one go. You can't draw water for two people. You can't say Kaddish for two people together. It's a Kaddish. That's one sad we see from Pura Adum, which is Nogaya, with Maneno as well. Just a few halachas from the Rambam, Bekitzer. A person who is mazer the mechatz, as we said before, you cannot be mazer yourself on yourself. I mean, if you're a tor, you can mazer on your kelim tomei. But if you're an odam tomei, you cannot spritz yourself. There's a tor tomei. The first, this is going off topic, but when we talk, what we talked about till now was the hazor, which every person done in his own house, for his own household, for his kelim, for himself. The person who does the Pura Adumah, the Kohen who leads the services, who does the Pura Adumah on Har HaZeisim, who spritzes him? Someone Shlonitma Mo'ilam. This mazer, the person, the original Hazor, has to be done with someone who is Lonitma Mo'ilam. How it works? The Gemara says, they bought Tanoikis, they Megal Tanoikis, this whole to-do, they got children who never became Tumah. The Machlok is showing where these Ketanim were mazer, or whatever they could do with the greatest tahara they did, those ketanim took water from the Me'ashiloyach for the Pura Adumah which was shechted on Haramishcha. But whatever the case is, they did this mitzvah of tahara's Pura Adumah, the preparation of Pura Adumah, not the hazoya. The preparation was done the greatest taharas was possible. So we said before, Hakol Neman Al Taharas Chatos. Amorot is Neman to say I am Tor, my Kelim are Tor. So Bekitzer, how to spritz the Eifer on a Tumah Mes or Kelim Tumeim. As I said before, you take water from your well, Ma'am Chaim. You get ash, which was distributed in the whole Klal Yisrael. You took a bit of ash and you sprinkled it on top of the water and then you mixed it with your finger. Then those mayim on the kedushim. Once you have that, you have your box of water. You're safe as long as it's put in a safe place. Then, when you need to spritz, this doesn't say mefurish in the pasuk, but the Tosfos Sukkah brings a gzera shuva and Moshe Sefri. V'lukach from Pesach Mitzrayim, they took a ezov. They took the English word for ezov is hisup, and you took three. Branches?
Twigs.
No, not the eight arrows. No, we're talking about Ezo, the grass. The eight arrows was burnt in the preparation. I'm not talking about that part. I'm talking about when you take at home, you want to spritz. You don't spritz with your finger, the water on the Tumah Mes. You take grass, three blades of grass, and you dip them in the water, and then you spritz. And when you spritz, wherever the water hits you, Tua, Gewaltig. the third day and the seventh day. It's a machlokes whether there has to be third and seventh or third and 20th, 25th, as long as not before the seventh. But the third and seventh day you were spritz. Once you were spritz with that water, you go to mikveh and again, the tour, you go to lazuri, you go to eat kabunas, amachai, your tour. So the actual tahara wasn't a big deal. Once you have your prepared water and ash, you took three blades of grass, you dipped it in. Anyone could do it. Even a kutn shesh badas, a big boy, could also take grass on tomana kalim, on tomana people. It's very interesting, the Rambam, the Mishnah mentions the there were 9 Parah Adumas from the first Paras Moshe Rabbeinu in the Midbar. The first one was Moshe Rabbeinu's, which lasted till Yimei Ezra, which is a cheshbon of 850 years. It's a very long time. From Ezra's time till the Beis Mikdash Churav, the Mishnah in Parah mentions which Kahanim did the Parah Aduma. There were another 8, which is quite a lot in contrast to the first one lasted 850 years, the second one didn't last half as much. Ad Chol Ben Abayis. So Asurim Nusuk Gishtetner explains, why Taka? How does it make, doesn't make sense. How does it add up? From Moshe Rabbeinu had 850 years, and then you need so many. So he says, first, Apli Drash. He says, we find in the second base of Mikdash, they built on the roof a Kali Oirev, or a scarecrow, something to the bird shouldn't land on the roof of the base of Mikdash to scare them off. There was some type of scarecrow on top of the roof of the second base of Mikdash. The first base of Mikdash didn't need it. Why? Because it was such kedusha. The first base of Mikdash, the Gemara says, Yonis ibn Azil, when he learned Torah, Oif ha-pareach nisraf. If a bird flew past, was burnt with malucha misraf, and came to hear his Torah, so the fire was so great that the off couldn't live. Lachskam kamen. The kedusha of base of Mikdash, the first base of Mikdash, was so great. You didn't need a scarecrow on top of the roof. In Oif ha-zoi, the kedusha was so great that a person didn't become tuma even by oinus, even by mistake. The kedusha was there. So if a person didn't become tuma so frequently, you didn't need so many eifer pora. Depends on why there was in the first mitzvah was great kedusha. Tuma mess. If you think about it, nowadays people come to Alavayef and Rebbe, v'shtipzich, mahagitzich, Bismarck of Mishkan. Rashi said in Shas, mess mitzvah. What's the thing? How mess mitzvah? Wasn't it mess mitzvah? Nebuch. Nobody's at the berim. What's Pshat? It's very simple. Bismarck of Mishkan, a mess, nobody wants to go near a mess. You know what a headache is if you become to a mess? It's a mess. Who wants to go near a mess? Han, Chem, Kadisha, Zaschis, Amitzvah, Gewalt, Gazach. Who was Matamal a mess? The Shiva Kroivim will have to. The Torah says you have to. Otherwise, people run away. There was mess mitzvah because nobody wanted to touch a mess. It's too difficult. What's the avchasum? A kabbai. So today we're not used to it because there's no tahara. So forget it. Chavakdisha mitzah. I hate it. But then chavakdisha l'mal l'tzura azois. So a tumah mess is only if you have to be. People flew away, fled from tumas. It says in addition to people fleeing from tumah, the kedusha was so great that even by mistake they become tumah. If you become, if there's no not so many tumah, you don't need so many. One thing. Noch Azach Zukte. He says, "Find Shem Lamishchol. The Shem Lamishchol that Moshe Rabbeinu did lasted forever. So the Eifah Pura Moshe Rabbeinu did lasted. The Kedusha Moshe was so great, lasted for so long. Mashenke later can the Kedusha lasted, but what was so great to Moshe Rabbeinu? Then he brings the Rosh Chasam Sofer. He says, Rosh Chasam Sofer says very interesting. He says that Bizman Bayis Rishon Chachomu were not Goyzer Tumah on Goyim or on Zovim. A Goy." It wasn't gefährlich. That means Shlomo Melech had, Pesuk says, 30,000 workers who built for him. All those goyim could be oisik in taharas. They weren't matama. So, bezman by Hashem, there were goyim at tumah on goyim on zovim. There were so many tumas that there were very few people who were tohor who could be oisik in taharas. They had to be frequently used the eifer porah. Ma'ase enkein bezman by Hashem. There were so many people who could taharas who didn't need the eifer porah. A goy doesn't need the eifer porah, and he could take a challah, oisik and trumas, and be mevashli or kodshim. He had no problem with it. So you didn't need so much eifer porah chatos bezman bayis rishon because there were many people who didn't need it bechlal. Before Chachom Magoiza. Just one more point. Which also negev, Halucha Pura Adum, which negev is manazeh, the lema after Levaya, after Beis HaKvuras, the minig is, Shofar brings down, you rip out grass, and you put stones on the kever, and then you wash your hands. These minhugim are zeichel Pura Adum, which was done with grass, with efer, and with mayim, to be mazke that the tahara of mes is be'emes is only through Pura Adum. So that's why we do these three things, symbolic things, to remind us of Pura Adum, that these tahara is through Pura Adum. To finish off on a nice note, most of the chumras which were put into Aluchas Pura Adum was for a reason. The Torah says a tvul yoim, someone who is tumah and goes to mikveh, can be yoim he goes to mikveh, even though he hasn't finishes his tahara, completion of tahara done at night, the har shemesh, he's a tvul yoim, he could do the mitzvah Pura Adum. He could be mazah. The tzedokim said Torah means Torah completely, and since they took it from nowhere, they pshat in the Torah of his Torah, Chachom said, we're going to make so many chumras in the mitzvah of Pura Adum, because they took a tvul yoim, someone who had to go to mikveh and didn't have the harashemesh yet. And since we made such a kula, which seems like a kula, we made so many chumras to show this is a very serious matter, this tahara Pura Adum. It would be much easier to make a Pura Adum. All these chumras will be there, tzedokim won't be there. So the tahara will be much easier than what it is. Mr. Shem, please like the comments.